Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, and happy birthday. How many times have you been in a meeting or a class where everyone spoke the same language, but no one understood what was being said? Maybe everyone was on the same team and had the same goals, but nothing seemed to click. Or maybe you mothers out there that have told your children or husbands to pick up after themselves, only to look back into a blank stare. I think we've all been there, and maybe we've just felt like walking away until all the confusion was cleared up, until they got their act together. Today we contemplate what Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI referred to as the Feast of Human Unity, Understanding, and Sharing. We heard earlier that when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. I can certainly see the same similarities between the convergence of the people in Jerusalem at that time and our own parish on any given Sunday. We have many different nationalities represented here at St. Anne. We are truly rich in diversity and talent. But ask yourselves this: have we responded to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives as those first believers did on that day when the church was made manifest through the gift of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit came to rest on the head of each of them and ignited in them a fire of divine love, capable of dispelling fear while filling their hearts with new strength, strength to proclaim the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be messengers of truth. Not only have we received that same Spirit, but we partake in the Blessed Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, the medicine of immortality. But with few exceptions, it seems that we tend to keep this to ourselves, as if it was not meant to be shared. That same Lord and giver of life who came to the Blessed Virgin at the Incarnation both ushered in the birth of the church at Pentecost and at the same time baptized her in spirit and fire. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon those first believers fulfilled Christ's Passover with the outpouring, manifestation, and communication of the Holy Spirit as a divine person. On that day, the Holy Trinity was fully revealed with the coming of the Counselor of whom Jesus told the apostles, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you." We've been given a great gift, and with that great gift comes responsibility. Responsibility to take part in the missionary mandate of the church. We're all called to be in communion with the Blessed Trinity and with each other. And even though we live in a precarious time, we're still called to proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encouraged through all patience and teaching, just as St. Paul wrote to Timothy. For the time will come when people will not tolerate solid doctrine, following their own desires and insatiable curiosities. They will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths. And he says, but you be self-possessed in all circumstances, put up with hardships, perform the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. It's easy to always be with and talk to people who agree with us, but our mission is to bring others into unity with God. We can begin by reaching out to family members who have left the church. I believe we all have them. Or perhaps inviting a coworker or a friend to Mass or to ministry in a volunteer situation. If you've got children or grandchildren at home, pray with them and teach them the faith. You see, it's up to us to accept the love that God continually pours upon us and allow that gift to bear fruit by living out our vocation to holiness, to be one just as Jesus prayed that we would be. Pope Benedict said that unity can only exist as a gift of God's Spirit, which will give us a new heart and a new tongue, a new ability to communicate. That's what happened at Pentecost. We must allow that gift of God to penetrate into our hearts and into our lives. The Church of Christ, St. Pope John Paul II said, is always, so to speak, in a state of Pentecost. She is always gathered in the upper room in prayer, and at the same time driven out by the powerful wind of the Spirit, she is always in the street preaching. On Pentecost, there was division and incomprehension. Unity and understanding were born. For us here today, let this Pentecost be a wake-up call to realize the gifts that we've been given and to put them to proper use for the building up of the kingdom of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.